Perk Beis, Seif Aleph. The long awaited Eretz HaTorah of Perk Beis. Inyan Torah Lishma, the Inyan of Torah Lishma, Lishem HaTorah. Lishem HaTorah, those are the exact words, of course, of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Lishem HaTorah. But as we'll see, when Rav Kook says L'Shem HaTorah, he now goes on to explain how he understands on a deeper level that sentence, Torah L'Shma, what does that mean, L'Shem HaTorah? For the sake of Torah. And as we'll see right away, the Tzaddik doesn't say for the sake of purely understanding the Chochmas HaTorah and Pilpul HaTorah. He does not say that. It's very hard. The words of Rav Kook are very, very hard. And we have to have always big siyata d'shmaya to try to understand. Ki mitziyas ha-chachma hu ritzayin Hashem izbarach shetir b'poil. Mitziyas ha-chachma, what's the Chochmas HaTorah? Mitzias HaChochma hu ritzayin Hashem izbarach shetir b'poil. The Mitzias, this reality that we call Torah, Chochmas HaTorah, which is all of Yiddishkeit, Be'etzem. The Mitzias HaChochma is the ritzayin Hashem izbarach shetir b'poil. It's the Rotzna Hashem. That the Chochmas Hashem, that God Himself, who is hidden in the Torah, listen carefully, that the Bari Olam, the Infinite One Himself, who is contained in the Torah, who is in the Torah, that which is in the Torah, which Chochma Ein Sof, the infinite wisdom and mind of the Bari Olam Himself, that should be mezgala, it should be revealed in the mitzias of our lives in this world. Ki mitzias ha-chochma ha-ritzayin Hashem izbarach shetir b'poil. Shetir b'poil. The language, the words, the exact words of the Baal HaTanya in the Likutei Torah that we saw a few weeks ago. Legalois or ein soif. B'chachma. Those were the words of the Baal HaTanya. Ilegalois or ein sof b'chachma. To reveal the infinite light of God, to bring out and to reveal the infinite light of God that's in this chachma, meaning chachmas HaTorah. And that it should be b'poil means very much what we're learning in the Mevay HaShoran from Pius Etzner. That it should descend, that infinite presence of God that's contained in the Torah, should descend into every single aspect of life, into every part of our lives. We just learned that this morning about the Tzaddik Reb Mendel Mibar. He walked around always with his eyes on the floor. That's what we were just learning this morning. That he walked around with his eyes on the floor, and he said, because he's looking for the Baruch Shalom over there. Meaning that the Baruch Shalom is not only in the Tachlis, is not only in the Seichel, in the Chachma, in the Pilpul, but it's in every single part of the world, even in the lowest places of the world. Ve'ein mitzias yoise nechmada u'me'ula. There is no mitzias that's more beautiful, that's more exalted. Because the Torah contains the Infinite One Himself. there's no metzias that's yoisenach ma'adam ula. Mikol ma'ashe efshel heichashe, from anything that the mind can think of. That's how beautiful the Torah is. The Torah's beauty is infinite because the Torah contains within it the infinite one. It's not a chachma. It's not a seichel, like other chachmas and other sechlis, subjects. That's why we learned a few weeks ago in the Mesil Sharm Chabura, we were talking about from Rabbi Yerucham, a few months ago, Rabbi Yerucham, that he was once, Rabbi Yerucham was staying in Vilna. He said that Rabbi Yerucham, the great Mashgiach of Mi Yeshiva, that Rabbi Yerucham was staying in a hotel someplace when he was in Vilna that was across from the university, from the big university in Vilna. Vilna was a big city. And Rabbi Yerucham was in Nispal. He was watching the students who were coming back and forth, going in and out of the college. And he said that it was amazing to him. He says that the priests, you know, how they behaved with each other, understand the guys and the girls, and it was nothing compared to now, you know. But what he saw there was something that he wasn't used to seeing from where he was, in the shtetl. And it was like, you know, he said, and they're going there to study. And studying, he says, whatever they're studying, biology, history, it's serious stuff. He was thinking, how could they possibly concentrate? Like, how could they possibly do well in their studies? It's a good kash, you know. How could they do well in their studies? There's so much stuff going on. That was before they got into the building. He was just like walking over there. He lived there for a while. And he said, he doesn't know. How could it be that people can actually undertake a serious thing like studying a sub? And he says, no. But he sees that there are people that are smart. Maybe he spoke to somebody. Men over there, that they're maslich, and they're studying serious subjects. And they're doing well in their studies. And he said he couldn't understand how that works. It would never work like that with the Yeshiva Bacher. The Yeshiva Bacher had an Indian with a little Bacharet, you know, outside the Bismedrish. You know, he's finished for the next 3 weeks. You know, he can't learn about Gemara, he's done, he has to take off and go to Yerushalayim to speak to Gedolim about, you know. And he said, these people coming into university, out of university, and they're getting 95s on these hard exams, they're good, they know their stuff. See, Yeshiva Bacher, Yisrael lo yada, Ami lo yizbainan. So Rabbi Yerucham is nispal from it. Why is that? So Rabbi Yerucham, everyone knows the answer, but Rabbi Yerucham, the way he said it. Rabbi Yerucham says, Akasha, it's not Akasha. Torah is Menashemai. Torah is a shtik elokus. It's God Himself coming into our lives. For God Himself to come into a person's life, like the Kotsky said when he was a little boy, you have to let Him in. And to let God into your life means that you can't have all different kinds of static and interruptions and so on, and things that are in the way that are not holy. The Torah is min hashamayim. It's the shtik elokus. It's God. It's the Ar Ein Sof. Ein metzias yoyse nechmada umu'ula mikom hasha'ev shel heichashev. It's the metzias of the Borei Olam. And Rabbi Yerucham was saying that these chavra, these kids that are going to university, he said that it's purely a matter of understanding history or understanding science, whatever they were studying, and that is a matter of this world, and therefore the tomb of this world and whatever there is in this world is not conflicting with a person's being able to absorb those chachmas. Careful. But Teres Hashem is min hashamayim. Something like that, a shtik elokus, to come into the world. It comes into the world only where the world allows such an intruder, so to speak. It's not, God forbid. But the light has to be allowed in, and therefore, Rabbi Yerucham said it's true. It's not because of something that's chalila missing in Torah, something that's wrong with Torah. That why is it that the fellows in yeshiva, that yeshiva would never ever be able to be matzliach like this, like you see that where they have boys and girls together in yeshiva, that their kids are total avarats and they don't know anything. It's not the secret. I don't have to, if you want to prove it, we could have some specimens we could bring here. Total amarasim, they don't know anything. Guys and girls, they learn 40 minutes here, a little bit there. They speak this one, Chayasar, this one speaks to the Maisha Kapaya, and they have all kinds of dates in between and afterwards and before. And Torah can't come into such a place. They really wouldn't have any Torah at all. It just doesn't look nice not to have Torah. But because a Jewish school and whatever, they don't want them to be chalil, not that they shouldn't be Jews. But that they should be people of Torah. He says, Torah is a chachma lokis. A chachma lokis can't work in such a place. So Rav Kook explains, Ve'en achisaron kemitzideinu. If we don't see, if we don't appreciate, if we don't connect to this mitzias of the Bar Olam that's in the Torah, that's so beautiful, that's more beautiful than anything that the mind can imagine. If we don't feel that, if we don't see that, if we don't experience that, ein chasar ki mitzideinu. It's not God forbid a chasar in the Torah, chas v'chalil, that there's something lacking in the Torah, in that material, in that mesechta. Person says, I don't know, you know, kedushin, this mesechta is not, it's not a good mesechta for me, this mesechta, it's not, well, this, you know, I'm more of a bracious kind of guy, you know, vayikud doesn't work for me. It's not that this is a chasar and chas v'shalom in Torah. You know, we understand. And we've spoken about it many times, that each person has a certain shayrish, in a certain, more connected to certain parts of Torah. That's of course true. But the mitzias yaisa nechmadam u'ulam yikol ma she'ev shal yichoshev ein achisaren ki mitzideinu. There's something wrong with us. We're not picking up on these frequencies. We don't connect to the or ein sof that's contained in the Torah, because in order to be able to connect to that, a person has to be a klei kibul. And to be a clay kibble, which we're going to learn a lot about, to make oneself worthy. There's no meaning that when a person goes to major, he's going to major in zoology in university, or he's going to major in history or in psychology, that before he goes, he has to go to the mikveh. It's no meaning like that. Probably after he goes, he should go to the mikveh. But there's no meaning to go to the mikveh before you go, that he prepares himself. I was just reading last night in a Kuntres, some of the last Alexander Rebbe, Susi Genelainu. The Imre Benachem is a big tzaddik, a big, big, big tzaddik. So he came to New York a few times, and he would go to see different rabbanim, different tzaddikim when he came to New York. When he would go into the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it says that the achanis he would make were unbelievable achanis. He used to go to the mikveh a few times, and a whole day of tefillahs to go in to speak to Lubavitcher Rebbe. That's how he got ready to speak to a tzaddik. There's nothing like that in the world, that before you go to meet your professor, you have to go to the mikveh. You have to go to the mikveh. You have to daven that you shouldn't be nifkam, you shouldn't be damaged, maybe. Of making yourself into a klei kibul, maybe to go to the mikveh to protect yourself, that you shouldn't be influenced by that. But not that you should be able to receive. Because it's not God. God is not coming along with the lessons that are taking place in that classroom in the university. Oh, let's say it's a nice class and good lesson. Say that a person wants to make a profession. Not saying anything against that. But the what Rabbi Yochum is saying is, Torah is min Hashamayim. Torah is Hashem's Baruch. Yeah, that doesn't just that. You have to make hachanis. You have to work at that. You have to make yourself into a kli that can receive that. So therefore, if Kook says, "Ein chisaron ki mitzideinu, shemitzad heyoseinu shkuim beguf," that because we are shkuim, we're embedded, we're immersed in physical life. Shemitzad heyoseinu shkuim beguf, Ein onu makirim kol inyan goydel v'chayzeg v'ili mitziyusa. Because we're shkuim beguf, we don't recognize the greatness and the strength and the exaltedness of the Torah. We don't recognize it. The Chochmas HaTorah, Harehi HaGilui HaElokei, Kefi Ritzon Yisbarach, the Chochma of Torah is the revelation of Elokus, is the godly revelation, Kefi Ritzon Yisbarach, in accordance to Hashem's will, Haba Mitzad Avodaseinu V'Salmudeinu. What a person is able to see in the Torah, what he's able to experience in Torah, depends entirely upon that individual's avoda, avodaseinu v'samudei, the person's avoda, and his hard work and his learning. Again, it's not a matter of memorizing material and knowing the subject like you're taking a test in something else in school. That doesn't make a person to an Adam Gadol, and it will never make a person to an Adam Gadol, even if he's a very brilliant person. Because it's Elokus. And therefore, the only way that it could work is Mitzad Avodaseinu V'Salmudeinu. And a tremendous amount of humility, which of course I'm going to talk more about. A tremendous, tremendous amount of humility, which again is not a prerequisite to any of the chachmas of the world, that a person should be humble in order to be a good mathematician. In a certain way, he has to hear what other people are saying. Of course, it's always like that. But it's not the same thing. In general, you don't have, like we have at the end of Avos, the price of the 48 kinyonim, right? Pirkei Avos, everybody's living out Pirkei Avos. The 48 ways to be kinder Torah. The 48 ways to acquire Torah, the Chazal revealed to us, these Memches Kinyonim. Many of those Kinyonim have nothing to do with studying or anything that's related to the intellect. Dibuk Chaveirim, having, like we were learning this morning. Dibuk Chaveirim, you can say, well, people talk in learning. The Kinyonim are those hachanis. That's why there are tzaddikim who taught that it's the very beginning, the Alter from Kalman, the very beginning, that between Pesach and Shavuos, during the 49 days of Sfira, to learn the 48 Kinyonim, and then on the last day to put everything, like the chazir, to put everything together. you see, when it comes to a person learning Torah, he has to be a bal midas. To become a godly Torah person has to work on his midas. The whole Pirkei Avos is the Indian of Derech Eretz Kadem L'Torah. You don't have that being of the Chachma in the world that you have to have work on your midas in order to be a good accountant. To study. There's nothing like that because it's not Elokus. Therefore, the Gilui of the beauty of Torah is in proportion, accordance to a person's avoda and talmud. And therefore, every person who is learning is involved in the most exciting thing in the universe, and is different from anything else. V'hinei kol ha-loymed Torah, whoever is learning Torah, who mitzi me'akarech el-apoyel, he brings out, he's able to draw out and to reveal in the world the mitzias of this chachma, the infinite chachma of Hashem. Remember the words of the Tanya, legalis or ein seif b'chachma. This person who learns Torah, lishma, is able to draw out, to reveal, to bring into the world, the mitzias of that chachma of Torah mitzad nafshay, mitzad that chelik of Torah that that person has the koiches to bring out. Each person is v'sein chalkeinu b'sar secha. Every Jew has his chelik to bring out. And he's able to bring out through learning that kar chalapel es mitzias chachmas mitzad nafshay. And therefore, ubevadai ena doyma ha'or ha'meschadish mitzad chibra Torah l'nefesh zu. You can't compare the light, the new light of Torah that emerges, mitzad by means of chibra ha'Torah, the Torah being attached l'nefesh zu, to this Jew, to this soul, la'or ha'noilad his chabrus l'nefesh acheres, from the light that comes out by means of that hischabrus, that connection of the Torah to another Jew. Bahalois chesaneris, vayas kein arein. Is the inna bahalois chesaneris in Pnimius means that each and every person is an arein akoyin that lights the menorah. We're learning a little bit some of the fellows in the yeshiva, the Sfasemites and the Likutim, that what's the godless of Aaron v'yas kein Aaron? Shlahagit shvocha shl Aaron shleishina. The shevach of Aaron. What was the greatness of Aaron that he didn't change? Meaning he didn't go away from what Hashem told him to do. So all this from we're asking. What does it mean? Lahagit shvocha shl Aaron shleishina. What does that mean? That's a madrig that Aaron did what God told him to do? Even people like us, if God said directly, do this, we would do it. The problem is that it's hard for us because we heard it from other people. But if you tell us directly, we would do it. So, what does it mean, Vayaskan Aaron Kashit? See, what does it mean, Lahagid Shvach Shalom Rashi says, the Shavach, the greatness of Aaron's Lashina? So, all the tzaddikim have a mahalach in that. What does it mean, Lahagid Shvach Shalom? And we're learning this for Samusels, a beautiful mahal. All the tzaddikim say on this. But it means that each and every person, each and every person has his own way to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his own sherish and Torah. And there's a shevach of a Jew that in the course of all that he learns, I'm just suggesting this, I don't know, I didn't see this, but just the idea. Then it's a shevach, it's something wonderful about a Jew that in all of the course of the years of his learning, he hears what everybody has to say and he receives from everybody. It's good to hear Torah and to receive Torah from everybody. But lahagid shvacha shal Aaron, that when you light the candles, in other words, when you reveal the light of Torah in your life, is lahagid shvacha shal Aaron shleishina. Not to change from that particular light that connects to your neshama. Everything else that you hear should inspire you, should be mechazik you. But you have to be careful that your own particular connection to Torah remain specifically yours. Remain yours. Not to become somebody else. To be yourself the best you could be of yourself with that aura of Torah. As the Torah, you see Rav Kook writes the words, how beautiful these words are. Ubevadai ein adoyma ha'or ha'meschadish mitzad chibur ha'tar l'nefesh zu. You can't compare, Rav Kook says. What happens when the light of Torah hits this guy? When the light of Torah meets up with this person? There's a certain or that comes as a result. There's a certain you, a certain color that the light of Torah takes when it touches the life of that person, according to that person. And the Baruch Shalom has the biggest nachas ruach when that beauty of Torah is revealed in its meeting, when the Torah meets up with this guy or this lady, when the light of Torah it meets this person and it comes a certain way into the world. Lahagit shvach shal Aaron, when he was lighting the lights, which is what the lights, like the Sfasama says, that the Baruch Shalom is the only one that can make light. We're just trying to be megala the or. The light is all Hashem's light. The Chazal asks, God says, you think I need your light?
I need you alive. V'chila
ayra nitzar. So our, the whole union of Bahala Yischa is to reveal that light of Hashem's Baruch that's in the world and how it relates to you. And with Aaron is lahagid shvacha shel Aaron shelo shina. He remained Aaron. He didn't become his Rebbe. He didn't become his friend. He didn't become that Rosh Hashiva, this Rebbe. He remained Aaron. Lahagid shvacha shel Aaron shelo shina. Aaron didn't change. He became Aaron, the greatest Aaron that could be. The greatest Aaron that could be. The avoid of a Yid is not to do something different than other Jews. That's why I was talking to the Chavi yesterday. It's not to do something different, to be different from other people. Because you see, like last Shabbos, the Nisim, that's the part, everybody was having a hard time staying awake during that time, right? Even the person who's not such a good Balkari can make his way through that, because he just needs to know one pasuk. Because it's all the same. Every one of the Nisim brought the exact same offering. And then Rabban, Rabban Chaim, all the Tzaddikim, all the Rishon talk about, why does the Torah have to tell us? Just tell us that the 12 Nisim brought. Why do you have to go through each one? So I mentioned yesterday, you see that the Kadmon and the Rabban and others that they bring from Chazal, that when Nachshon ben Amin Nadav from Shevet Yehuda, the Nasi of Yehuda, so Chazal tells us that when he brought his offering, it was the exact same offering as the rest of the Shvatim. But when he brought the offering, so look in the Mefarshim, and you'll see Rabban, that when he brought it, so he brought it with the Machshava of what each part of the carbon represented and meant to him as far as the institution of Malchus is concerned. What does it mean, Karis Kesef Achas? Shleish Mea Mishkala in Malchus. And Yisachar Zvulun, each one would bring the same carbon, and he brought the same carbon. When we bring that carbon, but he brought that carbon in his Zvulundike and Yisachadike way, the exact same ingredients, but he was in a place of Yisachar, he was in a place of Zvulun. Meaning that two Jews learned the same piece of Torah. And we keep the same Shabbos. I mean, hug him. But we keep the same Shabbos. We say the same words of davening. Again, like this, a word here, a word there. We do the same things. So there are people who aren't satisfied with that. They got to do something else. They have to come into, they have to come with a multicolored talus and, chvesvas, all kinds of things, because they got to do their own thing. Which is, I'm not saying that's an aveira. But the Nachas Ruach the Bar Elam has is he says to us like this, I want you to do it what everybody does. I just want you to do it with your own flavor. Lahagit Shvach Shalom Shleishina. Be yourself, find your shayrish, your own personal connection, how the Torah meets up with you. Not that you need different Gemaras, but Metzia is fine. We don't have to come up with Meseches Yankel, Meseches Baruch, Meseches Moshe. But Metzia is good. It's worked for a long time. For Vavasher, Sochem, Shabbos, Erevin, everything, the same Mesechta. But you in that Mesechta, you, to find yourself in that Mesechta, and how that Mesechta, the aura of Hashem, of His infinite existence, that comes out when that Mesechta Shabbos, when that Sugya meets up with you, your ideas, your feelings, what that brings out in you. Not that you have to have a different Mesechta. In that Mesechta. I mentioned yesterday, someone was just telling me that he went once to Abzel Gapstein's Al Gizun Zayn, Adam Godel Adma Oid, the Shiva in Shalatar in Queens. And he went to Abzel, and he asked Abzel, he said, Rabbi, Rabbi has an idea, something that I could learn. I need, something that I could learn that would give me some chizik and something. And so he asked Reb Zelig. So Reb Zelig said, we're learning Gittin in the yeshiva this month. What about Gittin? What about Gittin? How about you learn Gittin? So he was looking, the boy was coming, he was looking for something like, maybe I could learn like Talmud Dvar or something.
that the Rashiv should give me a suggestion for something, like, you know, personally for me. And the Rashiv said to him, give him. That's what the Rashiv was learning. So it sounds like it was just like, you know, the Rashiv was just saying, you know, I don't know. He was saying a very deep thing. The Rashiv was saying is that, you're making a mistake, my friend. You're looking for Torah Hashem outside of the Masechta that the yeshivas learn. The Torah Hashem is in the Masechta the yeshivas learning. It's a matter of you're connecting to the Masechta in a deeper way. You see the Ben Azmanim, the yeshiva bacha doesn't have a chesed to look in the Masechta that the yeshiva is learning the whole Zman. I'll get back to you at some other time. Just want to learn. Lahagid shvach shalav shalishina means you don't have to be different also from other people. Shalishina. You don't have to be different. You don't change. In other words, you have to connect the Torah in your own way. Aleph and Beis. You don't have to be different from other Jews either. Lahagid shvach shalav shalishina. You don't have to make yourself different and unusual and strange to do something. You don't have to. Rabbi Nachman said, "Halavai, you should keep Shulchan Aruch. That's fine. As I mentioned all the time, you have to have other things. Shulchan Aruch, try to keep Shulchan Aruch." But he's looking, what's the minig in Kamana on the second Tuesday in the summer? Ben Hashmoshes. What's the minig in Kamana? Mincha. That's the minig. Mincha. But it's not Mincha. Mincha's not so exciting. I want to hear something good, like you have to put on a 14-inch gartel, you know, like a wide gartel, and you have to close your eyes and twirl your head and do other things. That's what I like. Give me the minhagim. Give me those things. But there's an Indian that a person obviously has to connect to that as well. And he's spoken to them many times. But lahagit shvach shalav shleishina, in what we have, to draw out the light of the Infinite One in that which you meet. But when Gittin meets up with this Yid, it comes out there's a certain beautiful way that Gittin comes out in the life of this Jew. And there's another beautiful way that learning Tehillim comes out in the light of this person, in that person's life. And learning the Sheif Shmeitzer comes out from this person and that. And that's why we have Chidushei Torah. Again, nothing of this could be understood in the secular world. Nothing of this. Chidushim, there's a different meaning to Chidushim in the world. Therefore, look how exciting this is. There's nothing in the world that's like this. For Im Kain, Hu Magdil HaTorah Mamish B'Limudo. Each and every Jew, when he learns, is able to be Magdil Torah, can expand the borders of Torah, can make the Torah bigger. Lahagdil Torah, lahagdil, we said a few minutes ago. Yagdil Torah v'yadir. Yagdil Torah, you make the Torah bigger. Kol God of Lo Yosach, the Torah is growing over the centuries. It's bigger. Each and every one of us. It's the simcha of having a child. If the simcha of having a child is fixing up a crib in a room, that doesn't last too long, because babies require more attention than anything else, and it's very complicated to raise children. But if the feeling that you have when you have a child is that, Bari Olam the Kenyan, Bari Shem, you gave me a child, that means this child, in my life, I'm trying to bring more elokus, to reveal more of the Infinite One in my life through my learning and through my mitzvahs. Now you bless me with a child. This child could bring more Kavod Shamayim, could bring more Torah to the world. And when a person thinks about that, as the maimon that one of the chavim gave me from the Nezi Yisrael, from Rav Kluge, on the Inyan of Simchas, which needs to be learned, but Iyun Rav, which I'm thinking of learning with the chavim in the mountains, this Torah. We'll get to it later on after the song, but the Iyun Rav. It's the whole thing of going to a simcha. The whole thing of going to a simcha. It's the etzem ha-simcha. It's the etzem ha-simcha. It can't be the stuff that surrounds the simcha. But the etzem simcha is this. To be magdal Torah, to reveal more of the Torah of the Infinite One in the Torah, to expand the borders of the Rabbanu Shalom Kiv Yachal, of the Infinite One, to allow more of the Infinite One into the finite world. With every child, there's that opportunity. With every child, with every student, if someone's not zoicha, God forbid, to have children, with every child, with every student, with every friend, lahagdol Torah, lahagdol Torah. I just saw in a sefer last night, there was a big Sfaradish Makubal. Big Sfaradish Makubal. A real Makubal. You know, not the kind that are in the newspapers, you know what I mean. It's a big Makubal. And this Tzaddik went to visit another Makubal. Because the first Makubal, wanted to be involved in something, to go, apparently, it sounded like to go to a big city like Tel Aviv and to work on being the car of some Yidden or something. It didn't say what. But he had something to do, to talk to Chilonim, to non-religious Jews. So this first big tzaddik, the Makubal, went to speak to the other Makubal about coming with him to work on this Inyan in the city. And the second Makubal said that I can't because I'm Isaac in Yichudim. In other words, I can't, I'm busy with the unifications that I'm working on in Kabbalah, you know, Yichud. Olamus, whatever Yichudim. So it says in the Sefer, didn't say the name of the second Makubal, but said that the first Makubal said, this whole room is filled with Kabbalah Sfar, with Svarim that are filled with all kinds of mysteries of Torah Yichudim. But I want to tell you that you haven't in your life made one Yichud if you're not prepared to go out and to meet other Jews and to talk to the Jews about connecting to the Bar Yael, as we said. All of these Svarim, all of these Yichudim and Gornish, nothing. That's how he walked out. I don't know what happened afterwards. It just says that. All of these things, Yichudim, the biggest nachas ruach. The biggest nachas ruach is in the Bara Olam is more covered shemaim. Of course, he wasn't saying, you don't think the first Makubal was Isaac and Yehudim? So of course he's Isaac and Yehudim. It's the ikur of his life is the Isaac and Yehudim. But he said, we have to go with this. Lahagdol Torah. Nachayid. Nachashtik elokus. Another piece of God. And each person he's learning. What an unbelievable thing that when you're learning, that you have the opportunity to be Magdal HaTorah, which is the Infinite One Himself. Of course, you're not making Hashem bigger. Yiskadosh. You're revealing more of Hashem, of the Infinite One. Every word of Torah that you learn, and when you find yourself in that piece of Torah. The Kemes of Gadosh Baruch Hu, who writes a Shiyagdol Torah. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that every person Shiyagdol Torah, he wants that the Torah should become bigger, should spread out. How the Torah meets up with that person, that the Torah never met that Jew ever until that time. So that means there's no Torah that was never ever revealed. Because the Torah that existed before creation never met this particular person, this Nishmas Yisrael. And now the Torah met up with this Nishmas Yisrael. So something new. There's something more of Torah. It's that person's Bava Metzia. It's that person's Taisus. That's something new. The Kemshar Kachboko writes a Shiad Torah. Haderach Hayoshu Hu Shiyumar Ha'odim Yitzhat Ahavos HaYesor HaGadol. Therefore, the proper path is that a person should learn. He doesn't say just to understand. Pay careful attention. But the intention of Rav Kook is saying, Shiyumat ha'odim yitzad ahavoso esa or ha'gol, because of his great love for that infinite light, for that great light. That the Baruch Shalom wants that infinite light of himself that's contained in the Torah to be revealed. She is Gadol Yosef Yosef. That it should become greater and greater, even more and more. How great is the inyan of saying chidushei Torah? The person who comes up with his own with ideas and learning, whatever you're learning, whatever subject of Torah you're learning, to try to how again how that Torah met up with you, and what came as a result of the or hamischadish mitzad chibra Torah lenefesh zu. What light of Torah was revealed as a result of the Torah connecting to this person? Well, we always think that the main thing we're trying to connect to the Torah. Of course that's true. But even more so, the Torah is trying to connect each and every one of us. And that light of the Torah is streaming out from it and reaching out. This now it's the light of Baha'u'llah Yisroel in a very strong way. It's calling out to each and every one of us. Kriyas HaTorah doesn't just mean that we read Torah. It means that the Torah is calling out to us. Kriyas HaTorah, you have to hear. What's the Torah calling out? Kriyas HaTorah. When you go to hear the parasha, when you hear Shabbos, the laning of the Torah, you have to try to hear, what's the Torah calling out to me? Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah is calling to you. Every pasuk, every single letter in Baha'u'llah Yisroel is calling out to us right now. It's saying something to us. And that parasha wants to meet you, wants to be introduced, wants to shidduch with you. Parashas Baha'u'llah Yisroel. Parashas Baha'u'llah Yisroel, not only Baha'u'llah Yisroel, Baha'u'llah Yisroel and Tavshin Samech Tes. The Oiris of Baha'u'llah Yisroel and Tavshin Samech Tes. That those Oiris of Baha'u'llah Yisroel were never, until now, and are never going to be again, the exact Oiris of Baha'u'llah Yisroel, Tavshin Samech Tes. And for each and every one of us. This person is drawn towards Rashi, this one's drawn towards the Ramban, the Sfarnim. This one tonight is going to open up, he's going to have all of a sudden a Cheshik to look in a Sfas Emes, to look in the Medrash. He's looking in the Medrash in Baha'u'llah Yisroel. Baha'u'llah Yisroel is a Kriya Satar, is calling out to a person. And what pulls you, and you daven the Shem's Baruch, that I should hear what the Torah is saying to me in Baha'u'llah Yisroel. And I should be able kosher l'chadish b'Torah, that when the Torah meets up with me, that I should be able to, it should open up in me new ideas of how that Torah is understood by me. How I understand that Torah. I once told you years ago that when Chaim Shmulevitz, Echad Tzadik HaZavracha, when he was on the boat, that they were going, I don't remember anymore what stage of the trip it was going to Israel, or at that time to China, Japan, I don't remember what, but I remember is that, because I saw this really a long time ago, that they were in a boat for a very, very long time. All they saw was water, it was kferlich. And these were people who already, you know, they went through a lot of stuff, and they were seasick, and schlepping, and what was going on there. Reb Chaim was with other, there were some other gedolim on the boat, they were escaping from, and they didn't have Sfarim with them. Somebody was able to grab a chumash, or someone that was able to take a few pages of a Gemara or something, but they weren't able to, they had to take whatever they were able to take. So it said in the Sefer that they were standing, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was standing next to another person on the deck of the boat, looking out at the ocean, right, the ocean, and they're looking there, and the Yid that was next to Chaim Shmulevitz just gave a krechs, and he said, Rabbi Shalom, where are we? And Chaim Shmulevitz like snapped, and he said, we're in the second Shmaitzah. in the second Shmaitzer. Now, what does that mean? There's a very, very great sefer, the Sheif Shmaitzer. It's a very important sefer in the yeshivas. And Reb Chaim Shlomovitz was writing with his brain a sefer, later on he called it Kuntres Teres HaSvina, the Torah of the boat. Chidushim that he had in Torah on the Shmaitzer while they were on the boat. And while he was looking at the ocean, so he, the Yid that was next to him thought that Reb Chaim was thinking like him, the ocean, where are we going to get there, Eddie? What's going on? It's so big, the ocean. And when he said, Reb Chaim, where are you? Reb Chaim Shlomovitz, oh, in the second Shmaitz. That's where he was. He was in the second Shmaitz. Where was he? Teres HaSvina, the Torah on the boat. That mitzias in a person's life, that mitzias of Reb Chaim at that time in his life, Parshas, whatever that was, where he was at that time, and how the Torah met him at that point in his life. How the Torah met him at that point in his life, and what came out of that. Where am I in the world? I'm in this place of my learning. That's why I am in the learning. That's why I am in the world. The two Yidden come together. What are you learning? What are you learning? And then they start to talk. They start to talk. I was at a simcha last night, Baruch Hashem, and they're waiting for the chasman to come down the aisle. And I was sitting there. And there's some very nice people, some nice guys over there, and it took like 20 minutes. They have out until they got the chasman to come out, and they were talking for the whole time is there a tennis thing going on now? Some big tennis thing? Oh, golf. I don't know, it sounded like the U.S. Open. I thought it was tennis. Oh, golf. Oh, I thought it was tennis. So they're talking about the U.S. Open and this. And not there's anything, not that if I was interested in golf, I wouldn't talk about it. I'm just saying that it's so different than two people sit together and say, wait, what are you learning? And they start talking and learning. In other words, where are we in the world? Where am I? I'm at the U.S. Open. Or am I at the Shmaitz? Or whatever it is that I'm learning or thinking about in Avoda, whatever. I'm not saying that people can't have a shmooze. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong. I'm not criticizing that conversation. And there are worse things that people could talk about, although I don't know why anybody would want to talk about how to get the tiny little ball so far into a little hole. But that's what they were talking about. I just heard Open, U.S. Open. I've been talking about different names of people. This one's great, this one's that. So there's nothing, I'm not criticizing that, but there's something very beautiful. Something very, very beautiful when you can sit down together and they don't even know each other. They've never met. What are you learning? I'm learning. So, oh yeah, what are you holding? Where's the word? It's like all of a sudden you just become an old friend. Thousands of years you join together along this long Vahib and Soya Ha'aron. Vayom and Moshe. Vayom and Moshe. Moshe Ben was saying to us along that journey, and two Jews meet someplace in Chasna, someplace online. What are you learning? What are you doing? What are you holding? What are you thinking about in the Baruch Shalom? And that's it. Knows what's the Baruch Shalom's Torah? How did it meet you? I want to hear how it met up with you. What did it bring out from you? And I'll share with you what the Baruch Shalom's Torah brought out in me at this time in my life. What did it bring out in me? Chidush Torah. Makol shegin lechadish b'Torah, Rav Kook says, Shuvada hagdolas ter mamish b'orakofu, which is an unbelievable way. People a machadish who are thinking so much that they have, you know, ideas in Torah and so on that they bring out. That it is how much more so it brings to hagdolas Torah, to the expansion of Torah, which is never ending. Call God of Loyosaf. It can never end, because just like God is never ending. His Torah, that's him. Kutchubichu Yisrael, Araisiv HaKutchubichu Chad. Just like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, the Torah is infinite. The Torah is infinite. And that feeling that a person has, you know, sometimes, you know, when it's like on a Thursday night on an Erev Shabbos, and I remember that, you know, I was learning things that I wanted to learn, things that I'm doing, whatever, and then I remember, oh, Yvek, I have to say Shabbos. I have to say something to a drasha for the oilam, you know. So I have to get up and talk tomorrow. Which is funny, because when the shul started, I didn't do it every Shabbos. So those were the old, but now I have to do it every Shabbos almost. But, so sometimes I'll say to my wife, like I'll say, she'll come down, it's like late Thursday night, and I'll say, you know, I have to Josh for tomorrow to think of something to learn. I'm learning the parasha to think of something. So I'll say something like, I'm done, there's nothing left. I don't know, I'm not ready so many years, and I can't have anything else to say. There's nothing else to say. So I was talking about a little bit by Lag Bar Mitzvah Hilula, but of course it's all one Nakuda. It's mislabish in different ways. And then, of course, that's just a silly thing, and I'm just joking around. The Torah is infinite. And then you just learn the parasha, and you look, and you learn the parasha, and then you see that parasha, Tavshin Samach Tes, what it says to you. And then you try to say it to your friends. That's you. And many times people have said to me, it's a funny thing, that the people have said to me, and I take it as a wonderful compliment, that they'll notice over Shabbos that there's a certain mahalach in everything that I was saying, whether it was what I said in the morning, what I said in the Shia, and I said Shal Shul, there's a certain mahalach, different things, and the emes is even things that I'm saying even by myself, because that's what I felt that Shabbos the Torah was saying to me, and it takes up everything that the Torah is saying that Shabbos. And each and every one of us, even if you don't have to get up and say a drasha, you don't have to get up and say drasha. It's not, most of you don't have to do that. So nevertheless, it's not a matter of profession. It's not a matter of occupation, of what you do. It's with Yidden. And Yidden means to try to feel the Torah meeting up with you that week, that day. How the Torah, you come to this medrash, you open up the Gemara, and you say, ah, Rosham, what are you telling me today? What do you have to say to me? This, you look at the Blad Gemara, ay, machayim. Daf Tesvav, what are you saying to me today? To me, this is my name, you say your name, whatever it is. You say, Arvin ben Sarah, this is me. What are you talking to me? What are you saying to me today? To be Megalad or Ein Sarv Baruch Hu, and to feel, to be able to be Zech, to see that there's Ein Mitzias, Yaisen Echmodim, Ulam, Mikol Mashav, Shalei Chashiv, to feel and to know that there is no Mitzias that's more beautiful and that's more pleasant than Teres Hashem. We should be Zeche to feel that every single moment of our lives, and to learn Torah with that feel of the Harvin B'Sarasacha and the Dabrik Libeinu B'Mitzvah Sacha.